Hello, this is Setting It Straight, where we discuss hot topics going on in your world. I'm Kelly Gibbs. Today, my guest is Elise Brady, administrator at the St. Augustine Art Association. Welcome, Elise.
Hi, welcome. Thank you.
So what exactly do you do at the St. Augustine Art Association?
I'm the administrator there, and I work in the gallery and in the office. I pretty much keep everything flowing day to day. We have monthly exhibits that we feature, and so I'm there overseeing those and all of our workshops. I coordinate those and special events. So it's very, very busy in there, and I try and keep the office running smoothly.
So why do you feel art is important in our community? I mean, it's a broad question, but...
Yeah. Well, you know, the arts are just thriving now in St. Augustine. And they really add to the quality of life, I think, for folks that live here and for the tourists. And really, the arts are an economic engine, I think, in St. Augustine. The Art Walk has become very, very popular, and it's drawn a lot of people into the downtown area. And I think it's good for business. And it just, you know, it really enriches our experience here. And it's also shown that students and children who are involved in the arts do better in school, and they have better social skills, and really they enjoy a much richer life over the long term. So,
what kind of events is the association involved with around St. Augustine? You talked about students and schools. What do you guys have your hands in around the community?
Well, we're integral to the community, we feel. We were founded in 1924, so we've been here for over 85 years. And our goal is to try and promote artistic excellence. And we do that through exhibits and through community outreach and education. And one of the things that we're doing coming up in January is our first annual all-county middle school show. We're partnering with the St. John's County Schools, and we'll have artwork on display in one of our galleries of the works that the kids have done in school, and it's going to be selected by the teachers. And then also in March, we will have our sixth annual All-County High School show. And last year, we had over 200 works of art that were displayed. And a few of the artists over the years have had their works displayed in the halls of Congress. So it's been a really exciting adventure, I think, for them as students and for us as part of the community to host this. Then we also do, every October, our annual Tactile Art Show. Mm-hmm. And that is part of the International Art Beyond Sight Awareness Initiative. And this takes place in venues around the world, at the Louvre, at the Metropolitan, at the Kummer Museum. And really, it's an exhibit that's features touchable art. And we partner with the Florida School for the Deaf and Blind. And the students prepare Braille labels for all of the artwork. And then over the course of the month that the exhibit is on display, the kids come over from the D&B school and interact with the artwork, and we give tours. This year, we had a really interesting hands-on project that the kids worked on, and it was done in partnership with the St. Augustine Peacemakers Quilt Guild. Mm-hmm. And the kids had these sort of gingerbread-shaped figures that they stuffed, and they were called me dolls. And the dolls, once they were stuffed, were given to the children's hospitals, and the doctors used them to explain the medical procedures that the children, the young patients, were going to be going through. So the dolls, they were basically little blank stuffed dolls. And so they could show on one side of the doll, you know, where your surgery was going to be, or you're going to hurt over here. And then on the other side of the doll, the children would decorate the dolls to look like themselves.
Wow.
So it was very gratifying. It was really art in action. It was this real circular kind of experience for the kids. And it was very, pardon the pun, but very feel-good art.
Yeah, that's the epitome of helping people through art.
Exactly, exactly.
If you're just tuning in, this is Setting It Straight, and I'm talking with Elise Brady, the administrator at the St. Augustine Art Association. So, Elise, what is the Spectrum event? It's coming in January, early January. Mm-hmm. What is it, and when is it exactly?
This is one of our monthly exhibits. We produce a new exhibit every month. And A Spectrum is the January show. And it's going to focus on a color, the various aspects of color, the symbolism of color, the emotional characteristics of color, color in the landscape. Really, it's very broad. And it is a juried show, which means we will have a judge who will come in and select from the entries of art the works that will be in the exhibit. And the judge is Stephanie Shieldhouse. She's a professor at UNF. And then she will also select the award-winning artwork. We give out awards at every exhibit. The Best in Show Awards is award is a cash prize for $300, and that was endowed by Jean Wagner Trummel, who is a local artist here. She's been here for a very long time and was really instrumental in starting Art Walk. So she's been very, very generous to the Art Association and has created quite a legacy there so that we're able to recognize artists who have achieved some really outstanding work.
How long has Art Walk been going on?
I really am not certain. It's been several decades.
Oh, wow.
Because she started it back in when the Pasta Gallery began, and I think that was back in the 70s.
Wow.
70s
I had no
or
idea.
80s, something like that. Mm-hmm. So it has grown and more recently has become this real event and real destination. And in fact, last year, the Art Walk was selected as one of the best of St. Augustine, the best event of St. Augustine. So
wow.
We're real proud about that.
Yeah. this event, the Spectrum event, when is it exactly? What day is it? Or what day does it start?
Okay. Well, the way it works, we receive artwork. Mm-hmm. And that'll be in the first week of January, January 4th and 5th. That's a Tuesday and Wednesday from noon until 7 p.m. Mm-hmm. We take the artwork in at the gallery. The exhibit will run from January 7th through January 30th. So the artists can bring their artwork to the Art Association. We're located at 22 Marine Street in the Old Town part of the Historic District. There's a small entry fee for our members. And then the judge comes in on Thursday, which is January 6th, and we'll make the decision which works will be in the show and who are the award winners. And then January 7th, during the First Friday Art Walk from 5 to 9 p.m., is when we have our award ceremony. So we give out the awards at 7 o'clock.
The event needs artists. How do people bring their art, and what kind of people? Can it just be anyone? Can it be any artist? What are you looking for?
Well, the interesting thing about the Art Association is that we exhibit works from a broad spectrum of artists at various skill levels. So they can be students, emerging artists, professional artists. And what's exciting is that they all are there on display side by side. Mm-hmm. And so it's a great way for student artists, college students, even high school students, to build a resume and to have their work exhibited, have an opportunity to sell their work, because that's one of the things that we are very proud of is our pretty good track record of selling artwork. Mm-hmm. And so it's really open to the community. And for the most part, we mostly get our members who enter works, and we try and encourage membership in the Art Association, because through the memberships, we're able to offer these other outreach programs to the community, like I was just talking about, the high school show and the all-county middle school show and the tactile show. Those help support those types of outreach programs. Mm-hmm. And so we do get a lot of our members who exhibit, but again, it is open to the entire community. And we get a lot of people who come from out of town. We have quite a few artists that come up from Flagler County, from Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah, all the surrounding areas, for sure, especially places out, you know, there's artists everywhere.
All over. And we even have a gentleman who is a member who's out in Arizona.
And, wow.
Yeah, and he ships his artwork here.
Wow.
And so it's really wonderful to see that collection of work, and it's all original. Mm-hmm. And that's one of the things that we're very proud of, is it's all original artwork.
Mm-hmm. Well, St. Augustine being the nation's oldest city, and having a kind of special link with Spain, a lot of people don't know about the Picasso exhibit. There's a possibility a traveling Picasso exhibit will come in a couple of years, though. It's a couple years away, isn't it? In like 2014 or something.
Right.
But what is the link with Spain? What are the possibilities?
Well, we are. That is, our sister city is in Avilés. Mm-hmm. And so that's a big part of the celebration, is our heritage, our Spanish heritage. And we, in September, were lucky to host Roman Alvarez, who is the councilman of Avilés, Spain. He came to the gallery and gave a lecture on Joaquin Sorolla and the art colony that existed in Avilés and its similarity to the art colony that existed here in St. Augustine during the Depression era. Mm-hmm. So it was a fascinating lecture, and he showed some wonderful images of Spain and of the Sorolla Museum and Sorolla's work. And what came out of that, we're hoping, is the possibility of doing an art exchange with Avilés, with our sister city. So we are in the formative stages of doing that. And we'll see how it progresses over the next couple of years as we get closer to the 450th celebration. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the Picasso exhibit goes, this is a very exciting opportunity. And we
have never before seen. It's a rare, you know, never before seen in the States anyways, exhibit.
From my understanding, right. And so, you know, we have a wonderful facility at the Art Association. We have made, an overture, if you will, to the city about the possibility of having the exhibit at the gallery at the St. Augustine Art Association. And, you know, we have over 3,000 square feet of exhibition space. We have a docent program in place where these are our volunteers who man the gallery, and they offer visitors tours of the exhibits, and they would be available for such a traveling exhibit. We also have other venues in town. The Leitner Museum is a great venue. Mm-hmm. The Chris Bellert Museum is a beautiful new facility. So there's some wonderful exhibition spaces that would be ideal for such an exhibit as the Picasso one.
So to learn more about the St. Augustine Art Association, you can visit www.staaaaa.org, staaaa.org. And if you want to volunteer, or if you're interested in bringing your art to the association for the Spectrum event, which mm-hmm. will be, they're taking in art next week, January 4th and 5th, you can call them at 904-824-2310. They're always looking for volunteers, as
exactly.
Elise says.
Mm-hmm.
So today my guest has been Elise Brady, administrator of the St. Augustine Art Association. Thank you, Elise.
Thank you.
I'm Kelly Gibbs, and this has been Setting It Straight. Join us again next Thursday at 8:30.